North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 3, 2020.
Cinema Salem, the movie theater at the mall in Salem that has served as a community gathering spot for years, is closing for good, said owner Paul Van Ness on Tuesday. Paul Layton, writing in today's Salem News, he says this: "I wish Cinema Salem could have lasted forever," Van Ness said. "I feel sad, but for my point of view, it was really a great experience. I was just happy to be a part of it." Van Ness announced in November that he was looking to sell the business for a minimum of $125,000. The theater is a tenant at the mall, so there would have to be no real estate involved in the deal. A new owner would have to purchase the equipment like projectors and popcorn poppers and assume the remaining 2 years of the lease. Van Ness said the two groups have expressed some interest in possibly running the theater as a nonprofit, but they then dropped out in the midst of the pandemic. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Former Gloucester Mayor Carolyn Kirk is the executive director of the Massachusetts Technology Collaborative, and she says that, along with the help from Senator Bruce Tarr, there is a small glimmer of light on the economic front.
Yeah, I think, you know, the manufacturing community that stepped up to produce the PPE, they did it for a variety of reasons. And I just saw a report today from my staff that is showing the numbers of jobs that have been retained or increased as a result of the effort of these manufacturers. So there was one factory that had laid off their entire staff, 200 people, and every single one of those people have been brought back to participate in the production of the PPE. So in this time of such difficult economic climate and the job losses, to be able to have our manufacturing industry sort of step forward, be creative and pivot and keep people employed is just one of the bright spots, and really grateful to the partners that we have through Mass Manufacturing Extension Partnership, which is Mass MEP, MIT folks, UMass Lowell, MIT Lincoln Labs, the staff at Mass Tech. I mean, it's really been a collaborative effort, and Senator Tarr is such a big part of the glue for all of that, and he has been just so supportive, because I think he really understood there are many, many bottom lines here that are benefiting from the work.
That's the executive director of the Massachusetts Technology Collaborative, former Gloucester Mayor Carolyn Kirk.
In Lynn, department heads have returned to City Hall this week, with all other employees scheduled to return next Monday. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that the public will still continue to be barred from the building for at least another month, according to Thomas McGee, the mayor of the city. On Monday, all department heads returned to the building on a full-time basis as part of the first phase of the City Hall reopening process. In the past weeks, they have been working on-site sporadically. Next Monday, the second phase will commence and will consist of all other employees starting to return in staggered schedules to comply with state social distancing regulations.
State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting in the Salem News that hundreds of millions of dollars are available for cities and towns to help cover costs related to the coronavirus outbreak, and local governments are rushing to submit requests for funding. The Federal CARES Act, a $2 trillion stimulus bill signed by President Trump in late March, provided more than $2.7 billion to Massachusetts. The state, which will be dispersing the money, has asked cities and towns to tally up their costs. Friday is the deadline to submit requests, and many local officials are rushing against the clock. There are some estimates from the state showing how much each community is eligible for based on population, and they include Gloucester, $2.6 million, Rockport, $643,000, Manchester by the Sea, $478,000, Essex, $334,000, Peabody, $4.6 million, Beverly, $3.7 million, Salem, $3.8 million, Newburyport, $1.6 million, Ipswich, $1.2 million, and again, the total statewide, $2.7 billion. Again, more on this story in today's Salem News and Gloucester Times Story written by Statehouse reporter Christian Wade.
In Danvers, the Salem News reports that with a sparse turnout of under 30%, voters elected Maureen Barnard to a three-year term on the Board of Selectmen. With 730 votes, she easily outdistanced Matthew Duggan with 570 votes and Timothy Donahue with 452. Both candidates for the school committee were elected to three-year terms, Eric Crane and Jeffrey Kay. For library trustees, voters re-elected Charles Desmond, Christine Farrar, Irene Conte. All were re-elected to three-year terms. And Michael Swindell, running unopposed for a five-year term on the Housing Authority, was elected as well.
Heather Alaricio is writing in today's New Report Daily News that approximately 20 Pawtucket Regional School District teachers will receive non-renewal notices within the next week as a result of an uncertain fiscal 2021 budget due to COVID-19. Superintendent Justin Bartholomew made the announcement at a virtual school committee meeting Tuesday night, saying such notices have to be sent to teachers by June 15. Even if reopening plans remain on track, the state has already warned of major losses in revenue and the impact it could have on the fiscal 2021 budget. With that in mind, the district is preparing for reductions in Chapter 70 aid and other funding. Bartholomew was quoted as saying, "Our hopes were that we could maybe push through, and we held this off as long as we could, but without question, it seems like 10% is a likely bare minimum of what we can expect, and that's if things go well." He said 10% is equivalent to 18 positions, 15% is equivalent to 29 positions, and 20%, which is what most districts are preparing for, is equivalent to more than 40 positions. Those numbers don't even include about five additional positions the district has opted not to fill to save money. Much more on this story in today's New Report Daily News.
We have made it to the middle of the week, Wednesday. This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Don't forget to check out Connections weekdays at 10 a.m. thereabouts on the website, as well as North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7.